WJTL Bay Turner, brand new. Hey, good morning to you at 7:19.
Good morning, this is intern Katie with your weather for the week. Today is partly sunny and a high of 89. Tonight, clear and a low of 63. Friday, sunny and a high of 88. Saturday, cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 87. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 91. It's currently 70 and cloudy.
Our friend Richard Weaver with us. He's the director of Matilda Jr. with Kavad Theater. Good morning again, Rick.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. Now, I understand that you and your wife perform together in some shows.
Yes, we do.
And how many shows have you ever done at the same time all together?
Oh, no.
different shows?
Yeah, probably four shows at the same time.
That's crazy. What fun. Now, You're having a lot of fun. This past Monday, you kicked off camp with Matilda Jr. and Kavad Theater. Tell us about Kavad Theater and what you do as far as camp goes and then the performance.
Yeah. So at Kavad Theater, our motto is create with purpose. So we're not just creating a show for ourselves, but for others and for the glory of God. So we really take our time with camp to make sure to make it a priority to take time in the morning to just come to God and worship Him and give glory to Him. So we spend about 30 minutes each day to either worship or to sit down and have a discussion with the kids. Mm. Because I find it really important that these kids are able to have that seed planted in their heart, so that way later in life, when they're ready to accept Jesus into their heart, they can go out and they can shine that light to others.
That's awesome. And the theme that you're talking about with the kids, people might be surprised to find out that Matilda Jr. has that theme. Share a little bit about the theme of Matilda and what you're trying to communicate.
Yeah, so as always, when I'm looking at the show, I'm trying to relate it back to the gospel and to the Bible. So looking at it, there's a lot of darkness in the show. There's a lot of things that people struggle with whether it's a verbal abuse, physical abuse, people of authority just taking advantage of you, and that's all darkness. But there are moments in the show where the light can shine through. So I went through and found a bunch of passages about light. I mean, I am the light of the world. Whoever comes to me will not sit in darkness, but will have the light of life. All of these things to let the kids know that they not just God is the light, but they have the light of God in them so that they can spread it to the world to glorify God. And I think that's just so important that they know that, recognize that, and recognize their value to God.
I love that you're investing in the next generation, and that's very important to you as well. Tell us about that.
Very much so, yeah. So my wife and I had a conversation about having kids and how the future can be scary about what comes next, but I really find that it's so important for us to sit down and think about who is going to be taking over once we're old and gray, right? Yeah. And that's the next generation. So if you're really invested in this whole God thing, then you're wanting to put that into these kids' minds so
into
that
the
way
next
they can,
generation.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love that. Is there a scene or a song from Matilda that really talks about that or really exposes that?
So Matilda doesn't always make the best choices. There's a song called Naughty where she will either dye her father's hair gray or glue his hat to his head, things like that. So she doesn't always make the best decisions, but you'll find in the show specifically there is a scene where she's able to show God's grace and kind of forgive those who might not necessarily deserve it, as we all do. So I think that moment specifically, I'm hoping that will impact the audience the most, and you're able to see the moment of grace, see the moment of God's light in that moment.
And probably see it in your life in times that you've had as well. I'm amazed that in 2 weeks' time, you put together a show, you have a camp, you're doing devotions, lunch, playing games, you're doing everything in 2 weeks, and it all culminates next weekend in the performances that are happening at your New Holland campus. Tell us about that.
Yes, so we will open on the 27th. We've been working hard all week this week, and then we'll continue to do so next week. But the kids are working hard. We'll get the show up and running. We'll probably start incorporating costumes and props. We already have all of our sets done. So the kids are really excited. If you're wanting to come out and see it, please do. It's going to be a really great production. These kids are really passionate, really talented, and they're doing it for the glory of God.
Matilda Jr. at Kavad Theater in New Holland. It's happening July 27th and 28th. You could get tickets online, kavad.org. You could click on events there. You could see all the information. It's amazing what you guys put together. I love that you're doing this. Thank you so much for being with us today, Rick.
And thank you.
And
for
sharing
having me.
That. How many kids do you have involved?
Ooh, we
in
have
the show?
Almost 50 kids.
Oh, wow.
in the entire production.
And then how about your support group?
My production team probably goes as wide as about 15 people.
That's amazing. Yeah. So 65 people involved in this. It's a great opportunity for you to see the gospel in the form of theater and also see what these kids have done in 2 weeks' time. Matilda Junior Kavod Theater, New Holland, July 27, 28. Check it out, kavod.org. Rick, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Back to the music we go. This is Leanna Crawford's I Know a Place on WJTL.